faith for prosperity. Now, faith is the catalyst for these covenants. Remember now, Hebrews 11. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Why? He's the blessing God. He's the blessing God. And faith is the connection to these covenants. And this works, this absolutely works, faith for prosperity. Everything you will ever need is in the earth now. The world and all in it were made for his man Adam. Praise God. Poverty and debt are under the curse. And of course, we talked about the word borrow. In Proverbs 22:7, in Hebrews, it's joined. The borrower is joined to the lender. The power to get wealth, Deuteronomy 7. Let's go over there. We're in Deuteronomy right now. Let's turn there. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Nine. Let's go back and read the seventh verse. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any people. What did he do? He set his love on them. For you were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Glory to God. He keeps covenant. He loves you and he keeps covenant with you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Now the 8th chapter, verse 17. Thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto your fathers as this day. It is a covenant. Wealth is part of the covenant. Yes. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo, My, what a man of faith. Now, he said this. He said this to Gloria and to me. He said, I had no problem with the healing covenant because he said, after all, these are blood covenants. And he said, I'm an African and I understand that. But he said, the prosperity. Brother Kenneth, I read your book on the laws of prosperity. And he said, I saw it, but he said, I read Mama's book, The Will of God for You. And she said in her book, and he said, I read it over and over and over and over. And he said, she took me to that verse and said, prosperity is a covenant with God. And he said, I got it. And I had a visitation of the Lord. And he said, I'll never pray about money again as long as I live. I get my assignment from God and I say, thank you, and I'm going to do it.
Amen.
He said, now see all this here. This is the first time I ever met him. I said, yes, sir. Well, he said, this is stage one. And stage one cost $20 million. We borrowed none. We asked for none. But we just took it as a congregation and we stood on it. The money was in the bank. And we built it without asking anybody. Now he said, this is phase two. It's $20 million. And that money's in the bank. I said, well, maybe you need to be teaching me. How about that? So I began to read his books on prosperity. But he depended on the blood. And he told me that. He said, I am an African and I understand that every word in there is blood-backed. And he said, when I read, when Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteous way of doing things first, all these things will be added to you. And so he said, I took that, believed that, and said, thank you. And he began to show me what to do. And he said, I just did it. Amen. He said, I get my direction. Then I pray and I begin to praise. He said, we praise. And we just praise until it comes. We just praise until it comes. I said, we praise until it comes. We praise until it comes. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I must tell you this, and I've noticed this over a period of time. That little V-tail bonanza, I just started thinking about, weeks and weeks and months back. Now I got to thinking about that. Well, you know, I courted Gloria in one of those. I said, Lord, what about this? And I noticed in a magazine that here's some here. And I said, what about this? What about this? And I was looking at some of it, and it came up on the inside of me. Take care of my widow. What? Take care of my widow. Okay. So the broker that's longtime friend and partner, Charles Smithwick. Great friend of Charles Capps and all that, and he's a good pilot, and we all, you know, together. But he brokers airplanes. So I called him. I didn't say anything to him about that. And I told him, I said, Charles, I've kind of got an itch I need to scratch on a V-tail bonanza. He said, okay. He said, I'll check around. So he sent me pictures and thing out of the Controller magazine that advertised it. And here's this 1973 model. 1973. A V-35B Beechcraft Bonanza with a V-tail. Never had been painted. All original. Some of the avionics had been changed, of course. So I thought, look at this. And so I was checking around. I said, Charles, what about this? And so he sent me a link to the broker there in Alabama that had it. So Charles called me back. Now, during this time of year at Oshkosh, Wisconsin, they have the largest aviation gathering in the world. And he said, Kenneth, she and her family, her daughter, have gone to Oshkosh to see if maybe they can find a buyer for that Bonanza. I said, what are you talking about? He said, she's a widow. Take care of my widow. Take care of my widow. Went over there and looked at it. And so, first thing I did, Paul Barnett, the broker, I walked up to the wing of that airplane and laid my Bible right there, 54th chapter of Isaiah. I said, now, Paul, here in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, you know that? I said, now, this is Jesus on the cross, you understand? And I said, now, here in the 54th chapter of Isaiah, I said, he's talking, now the Spirit of God through Isaiah is talking to the church. And you read right down here and say, the shame, don't worry about the shame of your widowhood anymore because your Redeemer is now your husband. I didn't know what he was going to say. I never met this man in my life. He said, Copeland, that's wonderful. Now, let me tell you, in our church, he said, now, this man's a strong believer. And I told him, I said, my boss is fussy about widows. He said, there's a picture. This young man, her husband was a mountain climber. He was 40 years old. And he just suddenly dropped dead. She's just a young woman. And so there were some things wrong with that airplane. I said, no, 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 no. I said, I don't want her paying for anything. This is personally mine. I don't need it. I won't play with it. It's a keepsake between Gloria and me. I just want to keep it. So, Dwayne was there. He flew it. And that little red, white, and gold Bonanza, 1973 model, is in my hair. To bless that young widow woman. Their daughter learned how to fly, and she flew the airplane with her dad. And the man that taught her how to fly was there that day. Well, all of this is going on. Well, I just treat everybody like they're believers. And there's another fellow walked in there, and he walked over there, and it is hot way out there in that hangar, everybody's sweating, you know, in Alabama. Had to land in Birmingham and then go over there. Anyway, he came over there and said, Copeland, I met you years ago. I said, you did? Yeah. And I said, okay, let's get around here. We're going to pray over this thing. So I laid hands on that airplane and received it and blessed it and blessed her. There's a picture of her over there on the wall, young woman, and blessed her. And then this man turned over there to me, and he said, Copeland, he said, I know you're a man of prayer. I said, well, yes, sir. He said, I have somebody I really would like for you to pray for. He said, I have her on my heart. I said, let's do it. And we just caught hand, and we started believing God for that woman's family and this right there in that hot, sweaty hangar. Prospering.
Yes.
To bless people.
Amen.
To bless her. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to get to meet her one of these days, but not until after I have that little fellow painted. And it's going to be red, white, and blue. I already have the paint scheme. And then I'm going to give her, just fly it over there and let her see it. And and bless her personally. That's what money's for.
Yes.
And we, Gloria and I, bought a little old house in Steamboat Springs. Gloria called it Bird House. It's just kind of straight up and down house. Now, we found out the man that built that house was a contractor. He built it to live in. And he had it on his floor plan at the bank. And the recession hit. Ha! Have you ever heard of such a thing? So, we bought that little house. Gloria called it a birdhouse. Just stood up straight up dumb as a big lot. In 1999, I said, Gloria, I don't know. What do you think? You think I'll sell that place? She said, I think so. So we were paying attention to it, and we called a woman there, very close friends of ours there, and partners of this ministry, and he's a contractor, and she's in real estate business, and told her, well, now we had we want to sell this place. The first guy that walked in there, he just walked in there and looked at it. He said, okay, I'll take it. He didn't even ask how much. He said, I'll take it. Get out of here in 30 days. We got out. He rushed in there and dozed the whole thing down. And started over again. And like I said, that lot wasn't all that deep, but it was very wide. And he built onto the top of it. It came up for sale again. Now, you do know Creflo Dollar. He got with my son John that he had had a pastor appreciation day. So he said, John, we need to have a Gloria Kenneth Copeland appreciation. And we need to get this out to preachers and so forth around. They didn't say anything to us about it. Nothing. In the ministers' conference, I walked out there to preach, and they walked out with this huge check about this big. Money had come in from all over the country. I was speechless. I just stood there and said, can I preach now? I had to go back and apologize in a letter to everybody. I don't know. So now we're in this larger house. Oh, we enjoyed it. So we went back up there then, Christmas time, like we always did. Gloria said, we were there one night. She said, Kenneth, I want to go home. I said, what's the matter, babe? She said, I don't know, in my spirit, I'm done with this house. I said, you know, I believe it's the thing to do. So, and I went back up there then and stood out there in the driveway of the house and put my hands on it. And I blessed it. I said, house, I bless you. You were here. My grandchildren learned to ski here and all that. I bless you, house, and I bless you to someone else. And I turned around, and the driveway goes up like that. I turned around and I said, there will be a man and his wife, and they will drive down that driveway, and they'll walk in the front door and they'll say, this is it. Well, a real estate agent there called me. He said, I have some people looking at this house. And he said, I think they're going to buy it. Well, they did. I'm talking about the laws of prosperity. Yes. I spoke, yes. Hey, right. Yes. Spoke to that house and blessed it, spoke to the Lord and thanked Him for it for all these years and said what I believed, prosperity. You start off with nothing, but you keep straight, keep love in your heart. And later on, the Lord said about that house up there, He spoke. I said, Lord, do you think we ought to buy that back? He said, Kenneth, now He said to me at the first place, He said, I want you to buy a house in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. And I'm going, because we were skiing up there. He said, I'm going to hold you responsible to be the keeper of this valley. He said, I want you to break the power of poverty over it and break the power of witchcraft over this valley. So Gloria and I did that. And we met excellent friends there. The biggest witch coven in the United States had chosen Steamboat for their headquarters. In about 30 days after Gloria and I broke that power, they put out a publication. We believe that Steamboat Springs is just not for us at this time. So we were keepers of the valley. And the valley began to prosper.
Living under the pressure and baggage of debt, lack, and barely getting by is not what your Father in heaven wants for you. God delights in your prosperity. As the creator of the heavens and the earth, God has what you need and wants you to access those riches. In the Laws of Prosperity series, Kenneth Copeland outlines the laws governing prosperity from the authority of God's Word. He teaches you how to establish your heart in the new covenant and explains how to make deposits and withdrawals from your heavenly account. He shares personal experiences of how he took action on the principles he found in the Word of God and saw his life transform. God wants you to have the ability to use His power to meet every need, spirit, soul, and body, in your life and the lives of your spouse, children, employer, co-workers, and everyone else in your sphere of influence. It's God's will for you to live an abundant, overflowing life here and now. God delights in your prosperity. Request your free copy of the Laws of Prosperity series by Kenneth Copeland on MP3 disc or as a digital download. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. Free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
I have a voice. My voice is the voice of victory. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even my faith.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. March 23 through 25, come to the Sacramento Victory Campaign in North Highlands, California. April 13 through 15, join us at the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri. June 22 through 24, make plans to be at the Chattanooga Victory Campaign in Chattanooga, Tennessee. July 31 through August 5, don't miss our annual meeting at the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. And October 26 through 28, come to the St. Louis Victory Campaign in Sunset Hills, Missouri. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org.uk/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org.uk/notes.
Hello, I'm Dwayne Munoz, Associate Dean at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Today is Brother Copeland's 86th birthday. And on behalf of KCM, Eagle Mountain International Church, and all the partners around the globe, we want to say to you, sir, happy birthday, Brother Copeland. Thank you for preaching the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Thank you for living a life of faith and integrity and victory. You have been a tremendous blessing to the body of Christ, and we honor and bless you today. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a heart to see the body of Christ live in the blessing of the Lord. They've learned how to live by faith and be successful in the Word. For the past 55 years, they've taught people around the world about the Word of faith and God's prosperity. And they're not keeping what they've learned a secret. They want to share it with you, so they're giving you Brother Copeland's series on the laws of prosperity absolutely free. It is God's will for you to live an abundant life right now in this lifetime. You can experience the freedom and peace that comes from living in the blessing, where every need is met and there is more than enough. To get your free series on MP3 or digital download, go to kcm.org. Tomorrow, Brother Copeland shares what Jesus' response was to the question, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" This is Dwayne Munoz reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help you grow spiritually and live in victory every day. Feed your spirit with God's Word. Go to kcm.org.uk to watch or download the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Read faith-based content in the Believer's Voice of Victory interactive magazine, or in our daily devotional, From Faith to Faith, all available to you free. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.